Toot sauerkraut and a yuhu.
Got it.
It's a beautiful spring day in Harrison, New Jersey, and I'm standing here at Vito's hot dog truck, which is right across from the PATH station in Harrison. Vito Casal, who grew up in a small North Jersey town, is one vendor doing big things with an American novelty food, hot dogs.
So Vito, tell me how this truck came to be and how you've gotten to the place where you are now.
One of my passions was always food trucks. So I sat down with my brother, we came up with a business plan, he financed most of my truck, and 3 months it took us. We bought the truck in May of 2014, the truck was ready in August of 2014, and I couldn't ask for a better or prettier truck.
Nicole Mattia is Casal's fiance, and she's been a second hand in the business from the start.
If we do a food festival, I'm collecting money,
running to stores if we run short on inventory, scheduling the events. I helped him build the website. Just a little bit of everything. I'm kind of a jack of all trades.
I tell everybody in the food business, or I was taught, you have to be consistent. You can't be middle of the road. Because if somebody eats my product on Monday morning or Monday afternoon for lunch and they come back Friday, it's going to taste the same it did on Monday.
How hard can it be? You know, you're only open till 5 o'clock for him, but really, I mean, his day starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and a lot of times it doesn't end till like 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
The truck has been open for under a year, but Vito already has a huge following. Robert, one of his daily customers, talked about what keeps him coming back for his daily dose of Vito's hot dogs.
Everything that he has is freshly made. You can't beat a Chicago hot dog in Jersey.
A Chicago style hot dog, you're getting everything that Chicago puts on. The pickle, the tomato, the sport pepper, the neon green relish, the yellow mustard, and then you finish it with celery sauce, you got a winner. Very proud of is my dragon dog, and it's a challenge. I owe the name to my Aunt Lulu, and what that is, I put an Asian mustard, and then I add my hot onions, my fire onions, fresh long hot pepper, which no other food truck or hot dog truck has, that I do. I make a homemade habanero sauce, roasted habanero sauce with bourbon, that goes on the dog, and then I finish it with hot seeds. And it's just you're in blazing heaven from out here. That's what they tell me.
The owner of the truck himself, great personality. I mean, the food is the best. I'm here every day.
Yeah, I see a lot of the same faces. And you have to interact with these customers. How's the kids? How's your wife? How's your family? Am I being honest with them? Absolutely. But I'm also being friendly with them. Not because of the business-wise, because that's the kind of guy I am. Thanks, Robert.
With the hard work and support of a close-knit Italian family and friends, Vito's Hot Dogs has been working continuously to leave a smile on customers' faces with fresh and homemade ingredients. Keep calm and stay hungry, my friends. I'm Michelle Mattia, WRPR News.